Vectus Radio, and absolutely delighted to welcome Tom from Isaropia.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. You're very welcome. I have been really looking forward to this interview because I know you've got so much to tell us about the organisation. Now, as I said to you, I always like to think, what if somebody's listening and they think, who? What's the organisation called? So tell us all about what you do.
So I work for the Isaropia Foundation, which is a not-for-profit organisation on the Isle of Wight. And we are the island's wellbeing and mental health and wellbeing organisation. So we provide a wellbeing programme for people who, well, their mental health and well-being might not be as good as they would like it to be, if we can put it in those couched terms. And we provide a well-being programme to support people through those sort of difficult times and in order to maximise their well-being so they can live the lives they would like to live.
Absolutely. And I think it's a very hot topic the last few years, mental health, isn't it?
It has, because, and that's a good thing. It's good that people are talking about it.
I think it's, for me, it's reframing it. You know, we all have mental health.
Absolutely.
We all have physical health.
Yes.
Nobody thinks twice about saying, I've got a bit of a cold, I'm feeling a bit under the weather physically.
That's right.
But we're not maybe so open about, actually, I'm feeling a bit under the weather mentally.
I think culturally that has definitely been the case for a long time. I think there's moves now that's becoming more acceptable to talk about. Sometimes breaking down that stigma and the taboo around that kind
Absolutely.
Of subject. And Isaropia is very much at the forefront of that. We would like people to feel able to talk about mental health as comfortably as they would about their physical health. Because but both can fluctuate, both can have good patches and bad patches. And sometimes we'll need a bit of support with either our physical health or our mental health, or sometimes both at the same time.
And just as, you know, with your physical health, you can go through a very serious illness and recover.
That's right.
The same can happen with your mental health.
And that's right.
With the right support and care.
That's right. And again, and sometimes a bit of effort on your own part as well. Getting the right support and the right guidance and advice is important. And sometimes we're the one that has to make some changes in our lives. I certainly, we are a lived experience organisation at Isaropia. So, and I include myself in that we have had personal experience of mental health difficulties ourselves in the past, and I would say sometimes it required me to make some changes in my life in order to maximise my well-being. And sometimes that can be some basic human needs that you're looking at, perhaps the relationship between your diet and your well-being, or exercise and well-being, or even sleep patterns and well-being, those sort of things. And sometimes it's, if it is your job that's getting you down, maybe it's time for a change of job and
Absolutely,
that sort of thing. So sometimes looking at what you can do to actually make some moves that improves your quality of your experience of life. But sometimes, again, we might need some support in the journey of that process. And Isaropia's wellbeing programme is very much geared to that, in that our wellbeing workshops cover a range of topics. Our life coaching support helps people to explore what they might want to change in their lives, what they might want to do differently. And we have our social and learning opportunities, which are taster sessions of various activities, which, again, if something in your life is missing, your life is out of balance, and you're perhaps, you know, you lack sort of opportunities to spend time with like-minded people, and that is getting you down, and you know, those might be the sort of changes. So it doesn't have to be necessarily anything drastic, but sometimes it's like, I wonder what I can change, what I can do differently that might actually improve things.
Yes, absolutely. So I think, like you say, it's breaking down that barrier to first of all say, actually, I'm not doing great.
Yeah.
I think I need some help, which for a lot of people is the biggest step,
it really,
isn't it? Just to kind of admitting, life isn't so good at the moment. I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling low, whatever it is for each individual. And coming to a group like Isaropia and saying, can you help me?
That's right. It is a huge step, and we absolutely recognise that. But you will receive a very understanding and compassionate welcome at Isaropia, because, as I say, we're a lived experience organisation. We have trained wellbeing coaches, and it's their job. We are accessible by phone, office hours, Monday to Friday, and somebody will be on the phone. One of our staff will be on duty that day to answer the phone, talk to you about what's going on in your life, and you will receive a very understanding, compassionate response to that. We'll simply talk about what's happening at the moment and explore some things that Isaropia provides, see if they're right for for you. And if they are, then you come in and have a session with us and see what you think and just have a dabble.
Let's sort of paint a picture for people, because I think sometimes breaking down the, well, what could I expect? Yeah. Now, I was lucky enough to come and visit the site. There's some refurb going on at the moment. It's a wonderful setting, right on the banks of the River Medina, just on the edge of Newport, but very accessible.
Yes.
So a lovely setting, very tranquil there.
It's wonderful. It's beautiful. Yes, we were very lucky to get a significant grant from a central government, actually, to buy the place and do it up as well. We've got a lot of refurbishment that's happened already and there's some more happening now. But you're right, we're surrounded by the river flowing past. We're surrounded by greenery. We've got birdsong and it's a very lovely place to be. It is off the beaten track a little bit in that it's secluded and it's got its own parking and all that sort of thing. So it's a lovely place to come. And when we've got our wellbeing cafe up and running, that'll be coming soon. That'll be a nice little place to stop off as well.
For those that don't know, you're kind of just off the cycle track between Cowes and Newport.
We are
down at the Newport end.
That's right.
So where like Pet Doctors, the vets is, I think they've changed their name actually. So just kind of behind
Donner Lane, yes. Yeah. So if you go down the back of St Mary's Hospital and carry on round and the Rose Suites round, and you go out almost as far as the river. And we're right there. So we're in a lovely location.
So people arrive. Now, you talk about the workshops now.
Yes.
Is it 12 different?
There's usually 12 options at any one time. They range from a whole different series of topics. And people choose which ones they want to go to. So it's very much driven by your own personal choice. So we do things like confidence and self-esteem. Overcoming low mood is another one. Building healthy relationships. Dealing with the inner critic. If you've come across that one, that's that niggling voice in your head that always keeps telling you you're not good enough or it's not worth trying. You heard it called that. And that's right. And it can come from a long way back and we deal with that one. And other ones called, like fear of getting well and that sort of thing.
Now that's one I would really love to talk about, because when I came in and visited and heard about the workshops, and I think it's worth, the things I took away were the fact that the workshops are there, you can do them at your own pace.
Yes,
so it's not like a sort of you've got to turn up every week religiously. You go at the pace you're comfortable with.
Absolutely.
I think it's so important.
Yeah.
The fear of getting well, that one kind of really hit me and made me think, goodness me, that is so important. Because actually, if you've been struggling with poor mental health for quite some time, the fear of suddenly feeling like, oh, well, actually, I feel better now. And the expectation then of your family, your friends, maybe even just society to suddenly do a lot more.
Yes, we
could be quite overwhelming, I imagine.
That's right. We became aware of that at Isoropia, and therefore we wrote a workshop specifically on that topic. I can't talk from anyone else's experience, but I can talk from my own. Sometimes I was unwell for about 4 years continuously last time I was unwell. And sometimes it felt like, this is not good. This is not how I wish my life to be, but at least it's familiar.
Yes.
And I found myself getting stuck in that rut. And I wouldn't criticise anyone for that, because it's such an easy thing to happen. But to think, well, at least I know where I am, even though it's not the life I want to lead.
Yeah.
And it was, but who would I be if I was well? Like, it seems so long ago, like it's almost another country. Would I be a different person if I was well? And it's all these thoughts and all these things that can sometimes stop the process of moving towards greater wellness.
Yeah.
So we look at that whole topic and understand it and see how normal that sort of response is, how common that response is.
So
it's
important.
Nothing to feel ashamed of. But if you can look at it and then find a way forward that works for yourself, maybe there's something else to move towards.
Well, and knowing that you've got that support to take those steps and, you know, that actually you can take them at your own pace. Yeah. And even if you take one step forward, one step back sometimes, that's okay.
That is okay. Absolutely. There's no hard and fast rules to this. And we recognise that we'd like to treat people as unique individuals.
Yeah.
And different people have different needs at different times and they work at different pace and different topics chime differently with people.
Yeah.
Sometimes a suggestion, we will never tell people what to do and how to live their lives. We're not that kind of organisation. But a suggestion might land with half the people in the room and just think, whoa, I've never thought of it like that before. And other people think, not really for me. And that's fine too. We can treat people as unique individuals, which means they're all valuable in their own right. But if you can have a well-being program that has courses that you can opt in and opt out of, that, as you say, at your own pace, as you feel right, and you can revisit if you would like a refresher.
Yeah.
And because we don't sort of have a discharge policy in the way that a medical model would, you know, you've had your treatment, now you're now discharged from this ward or that sort of thing, and you want to come back, you've been with us, but you want to come back 6 months later, that's fine too. You can come back and see us again.
Yeah.
So we've, and again, I think it's because it's an organisation that's been founded on principles that included the input of people who've got lived experience. And I think that was, for some of us, the experience of being discharged from one service and then having to go to another one, or being discharged and having nowhere to go. Those kind of feelings, we said, right, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
So we don't do it in that kind of way. So you're with Isoropia for as long as you choose to be. You choose to do what you do while you're with us. And whichever activities or workshop you want to do, that's very much your
and
choice.
And I know on staff you've also got some highly trained mental health professionals who've had many years' experience as well. They bring all that knowledge as well, don't they?
Absolutely. It is a combination of that. It's a combination of professionals with expertise in the field who've worked at very senior levels.
Yeah.
We're talking about senior management levels and expertise.
And they took the opportunity to just do it differently, didn't they? Which is always so refreshing.
That's right. It's thinking, well, is there something outside of the traditional orthodoxy we could be doing that would really, really help people? They were aware of that. The people who came from this lived experience background also recognised that that collaboration of those two perspectives is what founded Isoropia, and it's still the driver of what we do and how we do it. And we're adaptable and we're flexible and we're innovative, and it's just a great place to work with that philosophy.
So I guess my next question is, if somebody sitting at home is thinking, that's me, or I know someone who would benefit from this, how do they get in touch? Now, you said obviously they can phone.
That's right.
Not everyone's comfortable on the phone. That can be an issue for some. Is there also email, a website?
Absolutely. We do have an email address as well, if you just want to make an inquiry. Mm-hmm. Email at hello@isoropia.uk. I probably ought to spell Isoropia. It's a quirky word. It's the Greek word for balance. So that's why we chose. It's a Greek word that means balance.
Yeah.
Isoropia is Isoropia.
Okay.
And that's hello@isoropia.uk. And if you just want to check us out and see what it is we do and see some of the photos of us, that would be www.isoropia.uk. And that's our website. So
and
you can contact us that
way. It's the kind of organisation that if someone says, can I just come and see what you do? You'll be very welcome, won't you? And somebody will look after you. And then you take it at your own pace.
Absolutely. And we can support you all the way. And that's right. If coming to visit the place and meet some people is right for you, we can do that. And also some people who've been through our programme and found a new wellness that works for them. Mm. Some of them have wanted to stay on and contribute something back, and they become our mentors.
Yeah.
So if you are feeling nervous about coming to something, a new place, meeting new faces, that sort of thing, we totally understand. But if you'd like somebody who's been there really quite recently themselves, but they've walked in those shoes and you want them, you'd like them alongside, we could match up with somebody who's been there and they're volunteers and they will be able to have support in that way too.
The kind of three stages, the workshops to help you think about your health, think about how you can make some changes, what they might look like. The life coaches who then can work with you one-to-one.
To work with you with a programme sort of going forward and to find meaning and purpose in life. We find that's really important
kind of
for people.
What's going to work for you.
That's right, that's the life coaching.
And then sort of the other activities that can kind of be your maintenance, if you like.
Very much so, because again, with people, sometimes what is out of balance in the life is a lack of spending time with like-minded people, spending time with people you enjoy their company and everything, or trying something new. And sometimes in a positive and supported way, stepping out of your comfort zone to experience something new. So we have a whole range of activities that we provide. Some of them are sort of towards the physical side, like various dancing that we've tried. We've given people taster sessions in things like line dancing and ballroom dancing and Morris dancing. Other things to do with sort of self-care, so things like aromatherapy or Pilates and yoga, sound baths, that sort of thing. Some of them are hands-on kind of arts and crafts stuff. So we've done sort of glass making and candle making, crochet, that kind of thing. And some of the others are outdoor activities, so nature walks or bowling and croquet, anything like that. So it's a whole range of things that you might want to try.
Fantastic.
And if you like them and they work for you, take them up. And if they contribute to your well-being, all well and good.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. I mean, I think you're going to have to come back again, because I think this conversation is, well, an A, that we need to keep having, and B, it's a very big conversation. But just as a taster of what Isoropia can offer, that's been fantastic. Thank you so much. If that applies to you, we will be putting this interview up on the website in the next hour or so. So if you've walked in halfway through and thought, I didn't catch all of that, don't worry. You can tune in and listen to it again. And I'm sure you can go home and listen to it now. That's always good fun when you've been on the radio. And yes, we will be sharing the contact details. And yeah, what have you got to lose by just going along and trying?
Absolutely.
So I hope that's helped to listen to that. Thank you so much, Tom. Been
You're
a pleasure talking to you.